Would you say something like, you'll have to write something, write it back up.
I will.
This has been really the hardest time of our lives as a Sangha, because we don't know what the future is going to be. We don't know whether we will stay together. A Sangha is a precious thing and has to stay together. It's like a family. When it's broken, something tragic is lost. And I just want to speak to my Sangha, just because right now we don't have a building that we can use the way we normally use. Remind you, we still have the land. So don't abandon it. We're coming back online pretty darn soon. Not soon tomorrow, not even soon next year, but soon. And it will be progressively better and better and better. So don't give up. I haven't. I'd live in a tent if I had to, as long as I had a fence for my dogs. I just want to say that we have to make this the best effort of our lives. We can't say, oh, I pay this much every month, and so I shouldn't have to pay anymore. Or this much every year, and so I don't have to. Or this much every whatever. You can't say that and think that's enough. It's not. Not right now. That was enough before. And we counted on you. And if you didn't help us in the way that we'd agreed on way back in the past, if you didn't help us, we didn't have anything. But this was a group of people that stuck together for a long time, learned to love each other, and then, of course, because they're sentient beings, learned to argue with each other. And as usual, we don't even realize we're doing it. I hope to get your attention. I've had a hard time getting your attention lately. It's like trying to herd cats. And of course, we all know that's impossible because cats are cats. Could you not be a cat for a while and learn how to work for the larger group, for the group of sentient beings that we are, and the group of sentient beings that we serve, and all sentient beings ultimately? If we could just get back there, everything would come back. Cause and effect. We've been too selfish. And so I've broken it the best I can by just giving everything away. Have you noticed? Many of you don't even know. I hope you will pay attention. I hope you will wake up. I'm glad people are having weddings. I'm glad people are having family things. I'm glad for all of you. I don't have any of those things in my life at this point. But I'm glad for all of you. In this part of my life, I feel like I've got to keep moving forward, or it's all on me. The truth of the matter is, no one person can do it, and it's not all on me. So you have to help me figure this out. (Clears throat) I'm actually working hard every day. Not just sitting here trying to think it out. But like talking to people who might be able to help us. Is talking to them. So, help me. I've helped you over the years. Why can't you help me? Amen. I hope you hear me. We were made to do this. I hope you hear me. We were born to do this, and it's hard, but I hope you hear me.